the end of the world as we know it. So, when I was in maybe fourth, I'm pretty for sure, we did duck and cover drills. Let's see, that would have been around 1964, and we were still going under our desks to await the end of the world. It was nice under there sometimes. I was near the window. Wait, that makes it sixth grade. Yes, me and Frankie Miola reaching across the aisle to hold hands as we crouched down beneath the cast iron supports of the battered old desks. Fall sunshine fell gold on the polished wood floors. They smelt of lemon and linseed, comforting and warm. Chalk dust and 30 kids, and now and then a whiff of Miss Frazetta's Fabergé perfume. Frankie and I laughed. If they drop a bomb, we'll get the day off. Sometimes I still think of Armageddon as the last day of school. Grew up in the shadow of that bomb. But we can be thankful and tranquil and proud, for man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud. And we know for certain that some lovely day, someone will set the spark off, and we will all be blown away. But our world was always ending. One time on the bus, a child of God, long brown Jesus freak hair, unworldly green eyes, and thick, rich lips surrounded by soft, tickly beard, gave me a pamphlet on the joys of my clitoris and told me the world was going to end. A year from now, in 1973, a comet's going to hit the Earth. We made out on the back of the bus till he had to get off. And in 82, I was living in Salt Lake City, a princess of the salamander tribe, hippie survivalist earth worshippers, blue unicorns, eye in the triangle, Mickey Mouses, and purple microdots. We lived in and out of each other's houses, in and out of each other's bodies, in and out of each other's minds. Syzygy was coming, all the planets on the same side of the sun, and the planets lining up was going to have disastrous effects. Weather shifts, solar flares, gravity gone wild. The end of the world. Three of us had telescopes. We went to one of our sacred places under the sky, solemnly debated whether or not to drop, decided not. We wanted to face what was to come with our own endocrines, balls, and bellies. Trudged up the mountain, set up the telescopes, looked, oohed and awed. Clouds rolled in, mist rose up. We milled around, looked at each other, murmured small talk. What next? What do we want to be doing when the world ends? Don pulled his shirt off and dropped his pants. Elven he was, not the tall, pale elf of Lothlorien, but a Celtic woodland style, small and brown, wiry and quick, with long, nimble fingers, knuckles like knots in twigs. His hair hung to his knees and wrapped around him like an illustration in a children's book, the wild man of the woods. Yes, come in naked, go out naked. Of course! Clothes shed on the grass and fallen leaves. We'd been naked together before. Often. All of us. Heidi started to clap, tree dog chanted, and the Reverend Brother Lunai called heaven and earth to witness us. We could hear our heartbeats synchronizing. Skip a beat here, a little faster there, and we are one. Dancing the dance at the end of the world. Later, lips and limbs and souls entwined, we floated through visions of afterlives, future selves and celestial bodies singing praises, rested in the sea of no more time. The clouds drew back, and eternity spread before us, beginning and end above our heads, against our backs, the sun came up again. Scientists crunched numbers. People woke up with hangovers and strange bedfellows. The salamanders descended their mountain unclothed. We'd left our cover-ups on the other side. singing the song of no words that is heard in the heart of the universe. Truth on our lips and dripping from our fingers, we walked back into somewhere we'd never been, returned to a recycled reality. Survivors of the end of one world and citizens of a new. December 12th, 2012. Don't be afraid. It's only time.